On Tuesday's front page, President Obama's political focus as the debt negotiations continue. After Scotland Yard began investigating phone hacking by the British tabloid News of the World back in 2006, five investigators found their messages had been targeted. And a drought that some say could rival the Dust Bowl has the nation boiling from Florida to Arizona. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama has returned to the role of pragmatic centrist that he played in the 2008 campaign. This comes after months of trying to reposition himself politically. He's now looking to win back independent and moderate voters. He's hoping to do that by standing out in contrast to Republicans who are playing to their conservative base. As for the budget negotiations, he told a White House news conference he would not sign a stopgap measure to head off a federal default. This comes after House Speaker John Boehner's announcement over the weekend that he was pulling back from negotiations on a comprehensive debt package. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny explains.
All along, Speaker Boehner says he has been willing to look at everything. Well, he seems to be standing alone on this. The House Republicans are not aligning with him at all. And in fact, they're being emboldened by what they're hearing from their Republican presidential candidates. Michelle Bachmann, first and foremost, is out there campaigning on the presidential campaign trail.
I will not vote to increase the debt ceiling.
A lot of House Republicans that we've spoken to said that they are taking their cue from her and from other candidates who are hearing sort of the will of the voters right now. So Speaker Boehner does not have support from his right flank. It's one of the reasons that he had to scale this back on Saturday night. The challenges for President Obama come on his left flank. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says that her House Democrats just simply will not support anything that touches Medicare or touches Social Security. So it leaves both sides at a bit of an impasse here. President Obama is still urging congressional leaders to go big on this. He's calling for new tax reforms. He is still calling for some type of 10-year package that really would give Republicans a lot of what they're looking for. But it's unclear which side will blink on this here in the next 2 weeks.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny in Washington. Also on Tuesday's front page, the British tabloid News of the World targeted investigators' phone messages back in 2006. This was shortly after Scotland Yard began its criminal inquiry into phone hacking at the paper. That raises the question of whether the investigators worry that if they didn't limit the inquiry, they'd be punished in the press. Several damaging allegations about two senior officers' private lives were later published or broadcast. The heat setting is stuck on broil in 14 states across the South and the Midwest. Dallas and Oklahoma City have sweated through 100-degree weather for more than 10 days in a row. Severe water restrictions are now in effect in Florida. In Arizona, ranchers could be forced to sell off herds of cattle because they can't feed them. In Texas, the Agriculture Department has designated more than 200 counties as natural disaster areas. More than 30% of the state's wheat fields are in danger. Tuesday's front page also looks at the shadowy industry dedicated to fraud by people seeking asylum here in New York. Lawyers say people's accounts of why they're seeking asylum are often ripped from the headlines. Immigration lawyers say con artists are preying on people who've only just arrived. All this comes up because of disclosures about the West African housekeeper who accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexual assault. She apparently lied on her asylum application. Her lawyer says she was desperate to leave her native Guinea and was encouraged to exaggerate the claims she made. Times reporter Jeray Longman says there seems to be more diving in men's soccer than at a swimming pool. The belly flops and somersaults are fake, and men are different from women. Women's soccer players are much less likely to dive than men are. That finding comes from researchers at Wake Forest University. They watched video of 47 women's World Cup matches and compared the injury rates with men's matches in regional tournaments. The men looked like they got hurt almost twice as often. Archivists at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston are preparing to make 63 boxes of Robert Kennedy's papers public. But his family is having second thoughts. They're considering moving the papers somewhere else because they feel the library hasn't done enough to honor the younger brother's legacy. Inside Tuesday's Times, first Greece, now Italy. The European Union is putting pressure on Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to pass an austerity budget. One obstacle is the power struggle between Berlusconi and Finance Minister Giulio Tremonti. From Rome, Times correspondent Rachel Donadio looks at the bigger picture.
the things we're seeing in this crisis in Europe is that local politics are no longer local. On Sunday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel talked to Berlusconi. Berlusconi has not wanted to pass any measures that are politically unpopular, like raising taxes. And I think the people I talked to indicate that Berlusconi is increasingly aware of the pressure, of the tensions, of the problems Italy is facing. And everyone seems to think that the Italian government will rally in the next few weeks and pass this budget so that the pressure on Italy from speculators, they hope, will lift.
Times correspondent Rachel Donadio. Scores of children were among the 128 people who died when a Russian cruise boat sank on the Volga River. Many of the children were trapped in a playroom. Authorities said the accident seemed to be the result of poor maintenance on the boat. It was 56 years old. Survivors said it was listing before it even left port. In Wisconsin, this is the summer of recall elections. The outcomes will decide whether Republicans retain their majority in the state Senate. State Democratic Chairman Mike Tate is predicting his party will win out. But Times reporter Monica Davey says things could get confusing for voters. On the Democratic side are Republican-leaning candidates posing as Democrats, running against the real Democrats. Washington is now the only state with no statewide tourism office. It closed it because of budget cuts. Officials in Olympia said they had to choose between financing social programs and education or going ahead with costly promotional campaigns. Some tourism experts say the savings will prove short-sighted. That's because other states, like Michigan, are increasing their tourism budgets. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.